Hello, good morning, how you doing? Waking up, waking
get up with,
ladies and gentlemen,
Josiah and Ellie.
It goes like this.
To those of you listening to this, well done. You have bypassed a computer glitch that's seen a lot of people not be able to listen to our catch-up.
We are sorting out the error today. Yes,
but
yes,
aren't
yes.
you one of the lucky ones? Go buy yourself a lotto ticket, guys.
Because some people's devices are working, others aren't. My phone's working fine. I can listen to our catch-up, but Ellie's, unfortunately, isn't, and many other people, like my parents as well. So if you are listening, you're like me. You're obviously up to date with your technology.
What am I going to do not being able to listen back to this later on today?
I'll probably listen to something better, like music.
Actually, I've been listening to, can I? Yeah, I can talk about this. A podcast at the moment that was done by the head of Triple J.
Oof, the enemy.
Yeah, I know, except it's such a good podcast. It's an ABC podcast. It's about his...
politics?
His brother got scammed, no.
If it's the ABC, it'd be something pretty boring, I'm guessing.
No, his brother got scammed by a female con artist and he's
Wow.
But I don't actually, why am I talking it up
ABC,
so much?
ABC, she must have been a strong left-wing supporter.
She was a Californian restaurant owner.
Oh, okay. You said ABC. I just presume it's a left-wing publication of some sort.
Nah, mate. I don't know why I'm spruiking someone else's podcast on our own podcast.
Nah, I've got a long drive ahead of me this weekend, so I wouldn't mind listening to something. So yeah. I'll download that one.
True. Well, this only goes, what, half an hour? So once you're done with this, go on to that.
Yes, good idea.
Or go on to Husey and Kay, or Carrie and Tommy, or someone else from our network.
Much better. This time tomorrow, there won't be a catch-up. We're just giving you guys the heads
oh,
up.
Oh, yeah.
Because Ellie and I are going to be stuck in a room together for 24 hours with no technology. So that means we can't upload the podcast, and there's no one in this building that's capable of doing it. So there's going to be no podcast tomorrow.
I'm so sorry. Just listen to this one twice.
Or you can watch us on Facebook live if you really want.
Yeah.
Follow us, Hit Goblin Valley on Facebook. The whole thing will be streamed live.
As if there's anyone out there who's like, oh God, I'm missing my Josiah and Ellie fix so bad that I'm going to have to go watch them live on Facebook instead of listening to the podcast.
Spoke about her yesterday, my grandmother.
True.
Exactly. Say no more.
True. Morning, Grandma. All right, well, you enjoy this catch-up if you can indeed hear it. We will speak to you again, I guess, on Thursday. You can hear all about how the blackout went. And in the meantime, yes, follow Hit Goblin Valley on Facebook so you can watch the blackout.
Kisses.
This is...
Are we ready?
The catch-up
with
Josiah and Ellie.
Ellie, you've been collecting Macca's Monopoly. And if you're not across it, when you go and buy Macca's, you can get the chance to win yourself a prize by peeling to win.
Yeah, the best promotion of all time, basically.
It's been going for many years. Now, you've been going on and banging on this show so much about how you've got two out of the three of one certain street. Now, those two, have you got them in front of you here? What are they?
I sure do. I've got Northumberland Avenue,
which is the purple one,
and Pall Mall.
The third one you need is Whitehall.
Mm-hmm.
If you get Whitehall, I'm on the Macca's Play website as we speak.
Yeah.
You get $3,000 cash back to shop online. That is a lot of money.
Yeah. I know it's a lot of money. It'd be life-changing for me.
Ellie, on the weekend, I went through Macca's.
If you're about to stitch me up, I'm going to kill you.
I got a large Big Mac meal.
Delicious.
I don't want to joke. I'm not stitching anyone up, Ellie, because this is a big moment for both of us, because we'll go through the details next, because we're splitting if we win something here. Large Big Mac meal, peeled to win. In this envelope, which I have in my hand, is what I peeled to win. Right?
It's going to be like a free small fries or something, isn't it? You've stitched me up one too many times on this show, Josiah. I'm not getting my hopes up.
I'm going to hand the envelope over to you. What you need is a purple Whitehall for you and I to win $3,000 between us. We could donate it to a charity. Who knows? Get excited, Ellie. This is the biggest moment you and I on our small salaries have ever had.
Okay, this is not a Macca's Monopoly. Josiah! It is a slip of paper with a dude pulling his pants down and saying Pall Mall on it. It's not even Pall. I've already got two Pall Malls. It's Whitehall that I need. You've led me to believe that I won $3,000 all morning. You sent me a text message last night saying, Ellie, what was the Monopoly one you needed again? And I was like, oh, I think it's Whitehall. And you were like, okay, 8:10 tomorrow, I'm going to reveal something to you on the show. Get excited. And I was like, oh my God, we've won. We've won three grand. Are you kidding me?
All morning you've been so excited for that money. How good is the emoji on there, though?
Oh, how's the music getting dramatic? No, I'm pulling the music down.
Oh, nah, no $3,000. Keep dreaming. Keep eating Maccas, you dirty thing. You and your dreams are over. I'm sorry. No Whitehall for you.
So devastated. If anyone has Whitehall in Maccas Monopoly.
No, the point of me doing this is to make you shut up about it.
No, seriously. Call me. I'll arrange something. We can go. I'll give you a third of it. By the way, I was only going to give you a third.
No, you dog. Whitehall's rare.
I get two, you get one.
If I come through with the rare one, no! I get at least 50%. Why are we talking theories? You've got no money. Go back to the drawing board and go away.
I hate you so much.
Get up with
Josiah and Ellie on Goulburn Valley's Hit 96.9.
How's this for a story? Obviously, Miley Cyrus and Liam Hemsworth, they broke up, what, now 1 week, 2 weeks ago? Very sad because for me, love is dead.
Uh-huh.
Liam Hemsworth, he kind of, you know, sums up every great Aussie guy. They find themselves some crazy girl like Miley Cyrus.
Whoa.
And you think through all the ups and downs that they went through the worst of it until they finally come out and announce that they've split.
You really are taking his side a lot in it here. Like, have you not heard her song? She wrote this about him. She's devastated.
Oh, as if she's devastated. The day after they released a statement, she comes out making out with some girl.
Yeah.
She can't be that upset.
You got to have a rebound somewhere, buddy.
It's a good point. But Miley Cyrus, she epitomises crazy, whereas Liam Hemsworth, he epitomises the great Aussie man.
Okay, fair enough.
What's more alarming, though, is overnight it's come out, thanks to the New York Post, of how they split up. And you're going to want to take Liam's side when you hear about this.
Mm-hmm.
Turns out she split up with him over social media.
What do you mean?
He found out via a statement.
Oh, so she didn't even, like, send him a Facebook message and say, hey, bro, it's over. She just released a statement to the public?
When you're married, right,
yeah,
you think you'd get a phone call. Or you'd have not even a phone call. Sorry, if you're married, you have a face-to-face.
Yeah.
This is what you do. You go and talk about it a little bit. You see a counsellor for a little bit longer. You do the things to try and make it work.
Maybe they've done all that.
Miley Cyrus instead knew that there was photos of her making out with a girl about to surface. So instead of contacting Liam to tell him, she just puts out a statement on there. He logs onto Twitter. Looks, sees a statement from Miley announcing their split. And he's like, hang on a sec, I didn't know we'd split. Picks up the phone, calls Miley and go, hey, what's this about us splitting up? And she's like, yeah, did you not see the statement? Hangs up on him like it's none of his business.
Well, look, I feel like you're adding a lot of drama into this. I feel like maybe it didn't happen exactly like that.
Okay, they split up. He found out over social media.
No.
That's as bad as it gets.
Miley wrote a song. Maybe he heard the song first and she was saying, you go back to the ocean, I'll go back to the city lights, and that's how he found out.
Even worse if you found out through song.
No, that'd be quite nice. I'd like to find out I was broken up with through song.
So instead of Gav breaking up with you, right, face to face like a true gentleman,
yeah,
Gav releases a pop single and one day you're sitting here 6 to 9 doing a radio show with your old buddy Josiah and you're like, oh, here's a new song by Gavatron. Who's Gavatron? This
great
looks good.
Great stage name.
Yep. This is brand new to hit. Hit play. Ellie, she broke my heart. Ellie, we're no more. Get stuffed. I'm dumping you.
I mean, can Gav be a better singer than that, please? Because that was awful.
You'd be heartbroken. I'd be dealing with Ellie in tears over here. It'd be the worst possible way.
Nah, if it's a banger, I wouldn't be. If it's a banger, I'd be cranking it for an R&B Friday, you know, for Gavatron.
Surely there's other ways people have found out, besides the obvious gentleman like breakup where you sit down face to face.
I'm not proud of this, but my year 11 and I, boyfriend and I broke up via MSN.
MSN. Yeah. There's a throwback.
I know, there is a throwback. Kids listening right now, like, what's MSN?
Yeah, I reckon there'd be a lot of people listening who are our age that did get broken up with or broke up with someone on MSN as well. That was the make or break of dreams and love, wasn't it?
That's the thing. I was like, yeah, that's fine. Anyway, my dad walked in while I was doing it. And He's like, what are you doing? I was like, I'm just breaking up with Jared. And he's like, you're doing it over MSN. Got so mad at me and yelled at me. Like, dude, I'm going through something here at the moment.
You leave me alone, Dad. Maybe you've broken up over the phone. Maybe it was over text. I'd love to hear a divorce that got broken up with over text or something. How shallow are the people out there breaking up with other people? Dob them in, guys. 13, 12, 16.
Yeah, we'll take your calls next.
Hit Breakfast
with
Josiah and Ellie.
When you and I break up from our on-air relationship, you know how I'm going to do it?
How?
I'm going to let you know via MySpace.
I don't think MySpace exists anymore.
It does exist. It just depends whether you can get into your profile or not.
I'm going to break up with you over Tinder.
Oh, swipe right.
I'm going to catfish you and then break up with you. It's going to be great. Hey, 13, 12, 16, if you've got a story about finding out you've been broken up with in a strange way, why don't we go to Amanda from Katandra West. Amanda, did you find out in an unusual way?
I actually broke up with my now husband via text message.
Did you? Yes.
Why is that? You didn't want to face him face to face, or what happened, Amanda?
It was a long distance. I didn't like it. So before he actually came to my house, I broke up with him. About 12 months later, we're back together and now been married for 5 years.
Well, stop.
I mean, you've got a happy ending, but to be honest, Amanda, as a bloke, if I received a text when I'm married to someone saying it's over, there'd be a few alarm bells. I'd actually think you were joking. How did he take it?
Well, we weren't married. We were only dating at the time.
Mm-hmm.
But he was like, okay, and sort of thing. But yeah, 12 months later, we met up, and he still, like, for a full week, kept asking me out. So I thought it'd been too bad.
Oh, so he kept chasing you. You must be quite the woman, Amanda, to keep him coming back.
I don't know about that, but yeah, as I said, I broke up with him via Texas, and he's still married me, and we're together 9 years now. I'm married for 5. So
why didn't you want to do it face to face, the proper way? I know he's a long time away. Could you not have FaceTimed him or given him a call?
I don't know. I honestly don't think I could have seen him to say it to him face to face.
Did you use like full English, or do you use like you are da best, and like you know? Did you use some abbreviations in there?
No, I think it was full English. I think it was just, I can't do this long distance. Sorry, don't bother coming over.
Oh, that is brutal. Amanda, hug and kiss. How dare you?
I was thinking to be like, I think you are GR8, but we can't sit. You know, like, there's so much you could have done with it. All right, Amanda, well, I'm glad it all worked out well for you. Thanks so much for giving us a call this morning.
No problem. Thank you.
Breakups are hard no matter what, but I feel like, do you know what? Sometimes a text message is just an easier way to do it, you know?
It is, if you're lazy and you have no soul or heart like you do.
This is The Catch-Up with Josiah and Ellie.
There was a huge game of NFL over the weekend, and something from it went viral on Twitter yesterday. It's come out after somebody's posted a video. Basically, at the start of a game, you've got, you know, 80,000 people in this huge stadium, and they're all there to sing the national anthem, which is Star Spangled Banner for in the United States of America, right?
Yeah.
When you're a DJ, you've got one job, and you know me as a new budding DJ.
DJ Osiah, yeah.
We established my DJ name on the show last week. DJ Osiah coming at a venue near you very, very soon, Ellie. This is one thing DJ Osiah cannot do, though.
What, actually learn how to use the decks yet?
That would be a good start. The other start would be when they ask you to play the national anthem, and when everyone's standing there with their hands across their hearts ready to sing, you've got one job, and that's to press that. But instead of this Minnesota Vikings game, this happens.
Please rise for our national anthem.
Open up the safe, bitches got a lot to say.
You've got one job. And it's not to play Iggy Azalea's Cream. It's to play Star Spangled Banner. Let's listen to that again. It's so good.
Please rise for our national anthem.
Open up the safe, bitches got a lot to say.
I mean, to be fair, what a banger, you know, like Iggy Azalea. We haven't heard from her enough lately.
We haven't. What a shocking song. How do you get those two mixed up?
I mean, anything would be better. I mean, hold on. What if it was like this? I'm going to try something.
Please rise for our national anthem.
Let the rain.
Imagine. So many other ones that could have been great.
You know what? When you hear the audience reaction there, when she starts playing, you hear everyone gasp.
Yeah.
If they started playing Hillary Duff, I reckon people just would have started singing.
Exactly. What if this happened?
Please rise for our national anthem.
So many better options.
This is The Catch-Up with Josiah and Ellie.
You know what I can relate to, Josiah? Being productive. Every Tuesday, I tell you this fact, and that fact is that Tuesday is supposed to be the most productive day of the week, according to scientists. Yet sometimes you don't feel productive on a morning like today, so that's where your old mate Ellie Chaney steps in.
Surprised after how long we've been doing this segment, you haven't run out of productive thoughts. They've just taken a downhill slope, but you still haven't run out, so that's not bad news all around.
You're right. I have started to turn to the internet a little bit for help. because I thought, Ellie, you're drying up on your ideas. You need to be more productive. Head online. Google can help you. So today's are brought to you by Google. Productive thought number one. On cold mornings like this morning, what is it, like 10 degrees out there
it's
at the moment?
It's 3, actually.
Okay, 3 degrees.
Just checked.
There you go, 3 degrees. So it's cold. If you're feeling a little bit chilly, why don't you boil a couple of eggs just before you leave the house, then you chuck them in your pocket, you hold on to them, they stay hot for ages, so they keep your hands warm, and then when they do eventually cool down, you've got yourself a healthy snack.
Productive.
Because they stink. Imagine your clothes, Ellie. That's the most stupid productive thought I've ever heard of. Not to mention, you can go to Chemist Warehouse, right? And you get those little hand warmers that actually keep you warm for 8 hours.
Yeah,
and
you have
like,
to pay for them.
Yeah, they're like 50 cents. An egg's probably more expensive.
Yeah, but you don't get a healthy snack at the end of it.
Good point.
And also, eggs don't stink unless you open them. So while they're in your pockets, they won't be stinky. It's just when you open them to eat them.
So you keep the shell on it.
Yeah.
Oh, I was picturing an unshelled boiled egg in my pocket.
Oh, that's very unproductive.
Sorry, that's a game changer then. Definitely.
Okay.
I love it.
Yes, thank you. All right, productive thought number two. When you're at the pool or the beach and you want to check out a hot chick, this is for you, Josiah, because you do this all the time, but you don't want to be a creep, why don't you buy yourself a lifeguard shirt and then you can stare at whoever you want without being judged?
Productive thought.
So every time I see a lifeguard, they're the biggest creeps out.
They're not doing their jobs. They're just checking out hot chicks.
Save me. Save me. I need mouth to mouth.
The biggest example of this is at the Olympics. There's a lifeguard at the Olympics swimming.
Come on.
It's like, what are you doing, buddy?
He's literally watching the girls on the podiums pull their little onesies up their bums, and that's about it. Well, as if a professional swimmer is the last person that needs saving.
Well, you don't know. Maybe they dive and hit the ground and hit their head and then are unconscious and the lifeguard has to jump in. You don't know.
Yeah, but you've got 50,000 people in the audience that could jump in and save them as well.
They're not allowed to, okay?
That's a good point again.
Productive thought number three. When you're ordering any type of food, make sure you, like, very conveniently receive a call and you're talking to someone on the other end of the line and you say, oh, yeah, I'm just grabbing a sandwich for Lindsay Lohan and I'll be there soon, because then they'll make your sandwich better.
Productive thought.
Why Lindsay Lohan?
Well, that was just the first celebrity that came to my head.
I was going to say, of all people, you know there's an app that you can get your phone to ring you so it looks like you're on the phone?
Great. Perfect. Okay. Get that app, then pretend to be on the phone. Boom. You're getting a sandwich for Lindsay Lohan. Next minute, you've got the world's best sandwich.
Not a bad idea. We should use that app more in our meetings with Boss Benny. Imagine 5 minutes in, set the alarm, somebody ring you. Hey, Benny, this is really important. Lindsay, you there?
Lindsay's people. I just got to get her a meatball sub.
Hit Breakfast with Josiah and Ellie.
John Ibrahim, do you know that name?
I do, but I don't know why.
So he's basically, what's that, the crime show that was on TV?
Underbelly,
that's the one. The King's Cross version was all about his life. He got stabbed in the stomach. He basically ran Sydney's King's Cross with many nightclubs back in the day before, obviously, the lockout laws and stuff came in. Now he just kind of keeps to himself and somehow still ends up in a bit of alleged criminal activity. He's in court at the moment with his long-term girlfriend. And she's let slip that he likes to be known by a saucy nickname.
Oh, hello, Christmas.
So his girlfriend is in court at the moment, and she's pleaded not guilty to 3 possession charges after police found a Glock 26 pistol in her house loaded with 17 bullets in her unit.
Oh, you don't need that. Not in Australia. Maybe in America.
Especially when you're dating John Ibrahim as well. And you shouldn't have a reason to have a gun on you if all is okay. But she's been charged nevertheless, and she's fighting at the moment. While she was in court, though, she let something slip. And as she was referring to John Ibrahim, she accidentally called him Sexy John.
In a legal proceeding.
The judge goes yesterday, excuse me, who's Sexy John? She goes, oh, sorry, I meant, you know, John, my partner, John Ibrahim.
Sexy John.
And she goes, why did you call him? The judge goes, why do you call him Sexy John? And she goes, well, that's his nickname that he likes to be known as. And so he makes his own girlfriend call him Sexy John.
Oh, stop it. My dad's name's John.
Oh, what's your mum's name?
Raylene.
Raylene. Do you think Raylene do you reckon your dad, the judge, makes him call Raylene call him Sexy John?
I really, really, really hope not.
Have you ever called your dad Sexy John?
No. Never. I just call him Dad. That's my nickname for him. Really original.
I'd love to talk about people that give themselves their own nickname or funny nicknames as well, like Sexy John. You would be a sucker, and I know you very well, for wanting to give yourself a nickname.
Okay. Yeah, I've had a couple over the years that have taken off.
What have we got? Smelly Ellie.
No, no one's ever called me. Why would I call myself that? At my former workplace, everyone there called me Gags Cheney.
Why though?
Because I'm hilarious and I'd always told good gags.
It's a lot of pressure though to be known as Gags Cheney.
Yeah, I'd go down to the sales section and the girls would all be like, Ellie, tell us a story. And I'd tell them a story and all my stories are so great.
So they'd all be laughing.
Yeah. Oh, that's all right. They'd be like, Gags, tell us a story.
What if though you told a story and no one laughed? There's a lot of pressure on you there. Because you're known as Gags Cheney. You need to be coming up with the gags every single time.
Doesn't happen though. It never happens. Remember I was telling our boss, Benny, that everyone at my old work called me Gags Cheney. He just couldn't believe it. He's like, but you're not funny.
I know.
I was like, and then I said, are you kidding me? And I said, have I ever made you laugh? And he's like, no, I don't think so. Hold on. You listen to my show every single day and I haven't made you laugh once.
Well, no, in your defense here, Boss Benny's never listened to our show.
Actually a really good point.
He rocks up at night and goes, what do you guys talk about for 3 hours? Don't worry, Ben.
Yeah, that's a good point. He wouldn't know if I'm Gags Cheney if it hit him in the face. 13, 12, 16, Goulburn Valley. We want to know about your nicknames this morning. Why do you have them? What for?
Yeah, let's do this. Give us your nickname and let us guess how you got it.
I told you just before that I have the nickname Gags Cheney at my former workplace because I'm hilarious and I tell gags all the time.
Yeah, we're still waiting to laugh, to be honest.
Forgot about nickname number two. Uchane.
Do you have to do it in that voice though?
Yes. It's my gangster name. It's my alter ego. My name, of course, is Ellie Cheney.
Who gave you that name?
Me.
Uchane.
Well, it was ages ago. It was when I was starting my rap career back in, I'm going to say 2009. And everyone's like, you got to pick a gangster name. And I was like, all right, I'll be either Echizzle or Echane. And Echane. I literally did a vote at my other former workplace. Echane was the winner.
You need to find new friends.
Nothing wrong with giving yourself a nickname, okay?
Oh, there is plenty.
13, 12, 16, if you've got a story. If you've got a funny nickname, let's go to Benny and Shep. Benny, have you got a nickname?
Yeah, my mates call me Big Dog.
The Big Dog.
Okay, why?
Well, I don't know, just a big fella. Like to eat a bit. Just large and in charge, I guess.
Large and in
charge. Well, there's another nickname you could have. The Big Dog. It's very Aussie, isn't it? It's like, all right, we've got a big mate here. Let's just throw in the word dog at the end and go for it. Is that how it kind of came about, Benny?
I think so. I used to be a big fella, and then I think it just affectionately, hey, Big Dog.
Because you're a diggity dog. Has it infiltrated into like your colleagues and your family yet? Is your mum calling you Big Dog?
No. Oh. Mum hasn't. She still calls it the name she gave me, but I'm trying to get it going at work.
Yeah, no, fair call. Fair call. All right, well, Big Dog, thanks so much for coming on the show this morning.
No worries, guys.
Feel free to get in touch with us anytime on the socials, hit GV on Insta or hit Goulburn Valley on Facebook if you've got a funny nickname. We do want to hear them.
This is...
Are we ready?
The Catch-Up
with...
Josiah and Ellie.
One room, 24 hours, no access to the outside world. It's Josiah and Ellie's Black.
Not going to lie, I'm getting nervous about this.
What's there to be nervous about?
Being stuck in a room with you and only you for 24 hours.
With absolutely nothing, no technology, no time, no nothing. People are like, what are you going to do? We literally don't know.
Couldn't tell you. Cry? A lot?
Probably. My
kill
thing
each
is,
other?
You know how active and ADHD that I am.
Josiah, you can't sit in a meeting for more than 20 minutes without having to get up and go for a walk around the boardroom.
20 minutes? You mean five?
Yeah.
I cannot sit still, let alone been stuck in that little room with you with nothing. If you can keep my mind entertained, I'm okay.
So is that my job, to keep you entertained for 24 hours?
I don't know what else we're going to do.
Nor do I, and I'm so scared. So it is happening from 9 o'clock, straight after the show tomorrow. Boss Benny is going to lead us into the boardroom here at work, and we're going to be stuck in there for 24 hours until the show the next morning, which means we have to sleep in there.
Yeah, you and I haven't slept in the same room together ever, have we? No.
There's something I should probably warn you about.
You're a massive farter?
No, you're lucky in that respect because I don't do that. So
well,
you're not
everybody
have to worry
does.
About.
And I'm guessing, you know what as well, Ellie? With your addiction to Coke Zero, I'm guessing you fart more than the average person.
Well,
you can deny it all you want. And we also threw a farty party on this show once. Remember that beautiful moment. But I'm guessing that you and I and alone in a room for 24 hours, there's scientific facts that say you're going to let Smokey off the chain at some point.
Josiah, I'm not going to have access to Coke Zero in there, am I?
Good point.
So, no, I'm not. Also, I'm a burper, okay? I'll admit that.
Oh.
I do burp. does not come out the other end. Now, there's something more concerning you've got to be worried about. Every now and again when I sleep, subconscious Ellie takes over and I don't really know what she does.
What, so you might just come and just jump on me?
No, no, I'm not a sleepwalker. I am a sleep talker.
Awesome.
So you may hear me say some stuff. And I've also been known to do something else every now and again. If I find myself maybe getting too hot or something in the middle of the night, I have been known to wake up without my shirt on.
Awesome. Yes, I just got excited.
No, you didn't.
The challenge has gone from my worst nightmare to my best, my wildest dream.
Josiah, we are going to be live streaming this on Facebook throughout the night.
That's what I was going to say. It's not just exciting for me, for everyone that can tune in on Facebook, on the Hit Goulburn Valley Facebook page. You're right. We're going to be live the whole time, so anyone could see whatever happens. And if you're talking your sleep, this is going to be amazing.
Because the thing is, if you wake up in the middle of the night, say you wake up at 2 a.m. and you're like, oh, wonder what Josiah and Ellie are up to, you can find out. You've just got to go on our Facebook page and watch. And I could very well be topless.
Well,
there's an incentive to look.
Isn't there? All of a sudden, this stream's went from 3 people to 3 million.
And wow, our followers on Facebook have just gone up by thousands.
Well, I've in the past have been known to sleepwalk.
Yeah.
So hopefully they put a lock on our door to the room so we can't get out. My friend Ash tells a story about a night we had a sleepover and there was a fan in the bedroom because it was summer and he had to wake me up because I was grabbing onto the fan pretending it was a race car and like I was an F1 driver and my fingers were about to go through the thing and get chopped off. I do some wild stuff. So good luck to you.
I'm so scared. This could be the end of us, Goulburn Valley. This could be the bloody end of us.
Well, we've got a few more questions as well for Boss Benny, who is organising this whole thing. He's going to be joining us just before 9 o'clock to get to the bottom of a few of these things. If you've got any ideas on how we can keep our minds occupied, though, make sure you hit us up on the HitGV Instagram page.
Yes, please do. We'll take any suggestions or anything that we can get from you because 24 hours is a long time to fill.
This is The Catch-Up with Josiah and Ellie.
We have a champion within our midst, Josiah.
We do. This is very exciting. A local champion. Not just a local champion, though. He's a national local champion.
Jeff Alexander, the owner of Tatura Hot Bread, joins us now. Morning, Jeff.
Good morning, guys. How are you going?
We're well, but not as well as you. Congratulations, my friend, because you guys have just taken out the country's best sausage roll.
Yes, yes. We've got Australia's best sausage roll. That was announced last Thursday in Sydney.
It's a massive title as well because everyone loves a sausage roll. I'll be honest, I had a terrible one somewhere else on the weekend. But to know that you're just around the corner and that we can, anyone listening right now is just a drive away to come in and get the best sausage roll in the whole of Australia is so exciting.
It is really good and we're really proud to bring it home to Tatura.
Have you thought about how many bakeries there are in this country? Like there would be thousands of bakeries.
There would be, exactly, yes.
And you're better than all of them.
That's right, yep.
What's your secret, Jeff? Is it a bit of TLC on the sausage roll or what do you do?
Oh, yeah. Plenty of TLC and good quality ingredients.
Okay. Let's talk about the construction of your sausage roll. Do you have more of a flaky crust or is it more oily? What do you go for?
No, we've got more of a flaky pastry.
Okay. And what about the filling? Are we talking moist?
The filling is sausage meat and minced meat mixed together and seasonings and spices and we just keep it nice and moist, and so when it bakes out, it doesn't go too dry.
Is it a bit like KFC, where you have a few secret herbs and spices in there that you're not allowed to share,
yeah,
Jeff?
Yeah, there's one or two secret herbs and spices in it, yep.
You'll never tell us the recipe?
No.
Fair call.
Well, that's why he's number one and no one else is.
Exactly. What are your thoughts on having carrot in sausage rolls?
We've actually got a little bit of carrot in ours, and that happened around about 15 years ago at a competition. We had to put it in, and it's been there ever since.
Really?
Yeah, but we got very minimal because I hate carrot.
You got to get your veggies somehow, Jeff.
Yeah.
And what about the thickness?
Yeah, you can go too thick and all you get is pastry. You can go too thin and just break in your hands when you're trying to eat it.
Bang. A few bucks set you back for the best one in Australia. Jeff, count me in, mate.
I'm hungry.
No worries.
Well, congratulations. You're the pride of the country at the moment and we'll have to swing by for a saucy roll
soon. You do that. We're very proud to put Tat back on the map over here and bring it home to the Goulburn Valley. It's really good.
All righty. Well, you go enjoy your victory. Thank you so much for joining us on the show this morning.
Thank you very much for ringing.
This is...
Are we ready?
The Catch Up
with
Josiah and Ellie.